Of all the ducks cataloged in my first field guide, the one I was most fascinated by was the surf scoter. This sea duck has the most improbably colored and amazingly oversized bill, contributing to its many nicknames, including goggle nose, horsehead coot, plaster bill, snuff taker, blossom-billed coot, bottlenose diver, and muscle bill. Its most common nickname is the skunk-headed coot, though really the conspicuous white area on the back of the head seems far less interesting than the humongous black, white, orange, red, and yellow bill on adult males. The bulbous bill seems to hold prey well, but can hardly be essential for survival because it's much smaller on young birds and adult females. Both sexes and all ages join together in winter in large feeding flocks, all dining on the same prey. Females may use the male's funky bills as a signal of good health and nutrition to help them choose the fittest potential mates. Whatever the true function of the male's bill, it sure is cool to see it up close. Most of the surf scoters I've seen over the years have been off in the distance, and my best views have all been through a spotting scope until just this week. Russ had a meeting in Long Beach, California, and I tagged along to see what birds I could find. We're staying on board the Queen Mary, which is permanently docked in Long Beach. I spotted surf scoters from our room's portholes, and they've been surprisingly easy to watch at fairly close range everywhere along the water. A lot of litter floats in the water, auto and boat traffic are noisy, and dozens of feral cats lurk along the water, so there isn't as much bird activity as I'd like. But the surf scoters seem to take it all in stride, despite the fact that they breed all the way up in the Canadian and Alaskan wilderness. Many first-year birds don't return to the far north for a year, remaining along the Southern California and Baja California coasts in the west, or along the Mid-Atlantic coast in the east, so they apparently figure out how to deal with human disturbance, at least for the most part. But surf scoters have declined in numbers rather dramatically. Their population is thought to have decreased from 50% to 70% in the past 40 years. In 2007, a huge oil spill in San Francisco Bay oiled and killed thousands of birds. About 40% of the 1,000 retrieved live birds and 25% of the 1,300 retrieved dead birds were surf scoters. Since most of them were healthy adults, scientists are concerned that these losses contributed more to the species' overall decline. Right here in Southern California, it's easy to forget about surf scoters declining because they seem to be everywhere. And on a day when I've gotten nicer photos than I ever dreamed possible, I want to think only about how much richer the world is for having this splendid duck right here. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.